This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Barnes Foundation has a $20 billion art collection, but it's broke. A proposal to move the art out of its longtime home in suburban Lower Merion, Pennsylvania, to downtown Philadelphia, promises an end to the institution's financial woes. Joel Rose of member station WHYY reports the proposal was the subject of a week-long hearing earlier this month.
$150 million is a lot of money. That's how much three philanthropic organizations are promising to chip in if the Barnes Foundation will move its art collection to Museum Row. $150 million may not be enough to solve all of the Barnes Foundation's worries. Two-thirds of the money is earmarked to move the art and build a new gallery. That leaves $50 million to rebuild an endowment that now stands at zero, says Barnes Foundation CEO Kimberly Camp.
A $50 million endowment would not be enough money so that the Barnes never had to raise money ever again. We would still have to raise money in order to operate the organization. We would still need to earn income.
That could mean increasing the number of paying visitors, and it could mean increasing the bargain admission price of $5. Last year, the Barnes Foundation drew about 60,000 visitors, which translated into about $1 million in admissions, audio tours, and gift shop sales. By contrast, the Philadelphia Museum of Art, which could be the Barnes' new neighbor, earned almost $9 million from about 800,000 visitors. Right now, nobody is talking about 800,000 visitors at the new Barnes Gallery downtown. In fact, nobody's even talking about a business model yet. Rebecca Reimel is CEO of the Pew Charitable Trusts, one of the three organizations offering to help fund the move. Outside a recent hearing to determine the Barnes' fate, Reimel said a business plan is the next step.
As the judge and I discussed, there will need to be a 4 to 5 year financial pro forma statement developed based on multiple contingencies.
Reimel was careful not to discuss how much it would cost to run the Barnes if the move goes forward, but she did discuss the issue with Judge Stanley Ott. On the stand, Reimel agreed with his estimate that the Barnes Foundation might need $8 to $10 million a year to operate the downtown gallery and its current facilities in Lower Merion, which it plans to keep. The Barnes could get about $2 million of that each year from the interest on its $50 million endowment. Barnes administrators would have to get the rest by competing for visitors and donors with other cultural attractions.
That says big numbers. Big numbers, ambitious fundraising.
James Abruzzo advises nonprofits for the consulting firm DHR International. He says for most cultural institutions, earned income alone is rarely enough to cover expenses, especially, Abruzzo says, after the initial burst of publicity has worn off and attendance starts to sag.
This happens with aquariums, and it happens with museums, and any kind of cultural attraction. The secret to keeping that attendance, and therefore the earned income up, is to have new exhibitions. Everyone will go see the Barnes once. Maybe they'll go twice. You need people to go back a lot.
That's not exactly what the Barnes Foundation is about, says John Neff. Neff is director of the Naples Museum of Art in Florida. He wrote his doctoral dissertation on Matisse and spent a lot of time staring at the paintings at the Barnes.
The way most museums survive is to get attendance, and that flies completely in the face of the atmosphere that Barnes wanted to present to people in his foundation and in the very small groups looking at works of art very intimately and very hard. I mean, deep looking is something that's pretty hard to do when you have a blockbuster atmosphere.
The Barnes Foundation is only open to the public 3 days a week. The rest of the time, it's a school where about 160 students participate in a rigorous art education program. Adhering too closely to that arrangement could jeopardize support for the move, especially if the gallery is closed 4 days a week, says Pew CEO Rebecca Reimel.
Institutions such as the Barnes have income from multiple sources. If one of those sources is severely limited, you have to look at whether it can develop a viable business plan. And so with its restrictions of 4 days a week, one would really have to look at projections to see if a business plan was financially viable.
There is another model for the Barnes Foundation, says John Neff, one that would free the Barnes to concentrate on its educational mission, keep it where it is, come up with a responsible budget, and put $150 million into its endowment.
What they would have to do is basically quadruple their endowment.
Even if the move goes forward, there's no guarantee the Barnes can raise the kind of money, either through attendance or through fundraising, it will need to stay afloat. Independent museum consultant Annie Storr says the Barnes Foundation and the courts should make sure the foundation's mission is driving this process and not the other way around.
You don't make a decision to have a museum and move it to a place and then start planning what it's going to be. You plan what it's going to be and then you make a brick-and-mortar expression of that vision.
Some would say there already is an expression of Dr. Albert Barnes's vision in Lower Merion. Depending how Judge Stanley Ott sees it, there could be a new set of hearings next summer to work out the details of the move. That's if he determines that the current brick-and-mortar expression is no longer sturdy enough to support the barns. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.